Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash in the shower, which gently cleanses and doesn't dry out your skin. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
And I would happen to be JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, on Sirius XM channel 158. You paying for Sirius, so you got the free preview. None of my business. I'm not collecting the bills. Thank you to people listening on a smart speaker. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Folks on CBSSportsRadio.com, people listening all over North America, thank you so much. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to everybody who's been hanging out with us for the past 3 hours. This show, it gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a busy day. John Calipari introduced as the new head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. A matter of fact, we're going to go to Arkansas in about 20 minutes. We're going to have a conversation with Connor Goodson of HogSports.com. Yeah, Coach Cal spoke. We'll hear from him in a second. Unfortunately, down in the Metroplex of Dallas, Rashee Rice, wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. He has a warrant out for his arrest. You might recall a couple of weekends ago, there was a car crash involving a vehicle registered in his name. Ultimately, we found out that he was driving that vehicle, a Lamborghini. He was racing a Corvette. He caused a multi-car crash. And now, he got a warrant out for his arrest. And about 8 counts, I think they're trying to get him on. We're going to see what happens. Ultimately, I believe that he will turn himself in. And we'll see what the punishment is. Unfortunately, it sucks for the Chiefs. Thank God nobody died in that crash. And then, of course, it's Wednesday. So I gave you a top 6 list. We talked about some of the best father-son combos that we've ever seen in the world of sports. If you missed the full list last hour, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It was inspired by Jackson Holliday. He's the newest star, hope to be star, for the Baltimore Orioles. This man was drafted 2 years ago. He's 20 years old today, and he is already making his big league debut. He's the son of Matt Holliday. Thank you to the Holidays for inspiring this list. 855-212-4CBS. You know, before we move on, and then also we talked about Giannis. There's like 3 games left in the regular season for the Bucks, and with the calf strain, they ain't playing him. And they better hope that it doesn't blow up into anything else. Before I get back to the calls, I told you, we're going to have a conversation about John Calipari in about 20 minutes with our guest who's going to come through, Connor Goodson. Let's listen to Coach Cal, because he spoke not too long ago at his introductory press conference. And no, he's not walking his dog in the streets of Lexington. John Calipari said he is fired up to be the new head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Listen to this.
You know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now, Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together. And some of it, it's a little bit of everything, but we will.
Okay. Well, I know his financial situation is together. 5 years, $7 million per, right? And I think one of the big reasons that he's in Arkansas is because he's been, well, it's been known, he got a pool of money to give to the players. That's it. So the players, they will come, show them the money. It's like Jerry Maguire all over again. So even though he doesn't have any players, John Calipari says there's one reason he showed up to town, and it's to do this.
Friends call me Johnny, Johnny Calipari. I'm not that guy that, you know, it's me bringing everybody together, bringing a staff together, gathering people, getting a team to understand how you have to work. You ready for this? Together. Not work by yourself. You do it together. And then having a dream and a burning desire to compete for championships. Why am I here? That's why I'm here.
Now, I hope he fares better than what he did at Kentucky. He ain't win nothing more recently. We got to go back 12 years to the last time he won something. Maybe with new money, or at least not him not having to come up with the money, maybe he'll have success at Arkansas. He pays to have rich friends. I wonder what he had to do for Jerry Jones. Anyway, I don't know. He just had to make a phone call. That's what I meant. He just made a phone call. That's it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hickey, just a phone call. Just right? Phone call?
Just a phone call. Nothing more than that. Maybe won a game or two, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, JR. I love your show. I listen to you every evening. And I thought, being an Orioles fan, I thought it was pretty funny that you brought up Holiday. And then when with your top six and all, I was thinking about the Ripkins. You had Cal Ripken Sr. as coach, Junior at short, Billy Ripken at second base, and they played together. It's not spectacular, but it's
right.
Amazing lineage.
I was going to be, well, I'm you put it in kinder words than me. I was going to say Billy sucked, okay?
Well, he did.
Yeah, Billy sucked, okay? Now, we know, and I think he's doing what I'm doing now. I think Billy's on the radio. Now, having said that, we can wrap all the hopes and dreams around Cal, okay? I'll give you that one.
I just think it was pretty cool that all three of them played together.
Yeah,
that's pretty damn special.
I mean, certain things you get one shot at life, and there aren't too many folks who can say they did that. But I'll still take the Griffies when it comes to on field. Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian. Appreciate you for calling from Maryland. You excited for Jackson? You excited?
Oh yeah. And we're gonna do it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Brian. You have a good night. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hickey, we haven't found anybody who's Jackson Holiday isn't excited. This gentleman isn't. Is anybody excited to be in the big leagues? Anybody that he's here? Nobody?
Well, we definitely know Anthony Rendon's not excited either.
Oh, well, he doesn't like baseball, right?
Right. So, no, to answer your question, we can't find any excitement, which is weird.
Yeah, let's go back to last night. This is the minute that Jackson Holiday, the top prospect in baseball, he got called into the office in the minor leagues, the AAA squad, and he was told, hey, man, you are going to the big leagues. Listen to the enthusiasm.
Tonight, I want you to call your dad. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk to him, and I want you to thank him for all the times that he's allowed you to come to the clubhouse, mm-hmm. be on his pass list, you know, let you hit with the big boys. That's pretty special, and it plays into a lot of what you're about. The second thing I want you to tell him is that now it's time for him to ask permission to be on Jackson Holiday's pass list because you're going to the big leagues.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
I'm fired up.
I appreciate it.
You've been exceptional down here, brother. You're 20 years old.
I appreciate it.
To handle all this stuff,
that's
dude.
That's awesome. Oh,
thank you. All right.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Call your dad.
I will.
Well, Jackson Holiday, he has his first RBI. It's not exciting. It's not an exciting RBI. He grounded out to second, scoring a run in the top of the sixth. And right now, Boston leads Baltimore 5-3. Jackson Holiday, as an overall, he has that one RBI on a force out. And he is 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Who cares? As long as he made the bigs, that's all that matters, right? 855-212-4CBS. Damon is calling from Virginia. You on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Damon?
How you doing, JR? I was just calling one father-son duo I thought that you kind of omitted or might not have thought about, but when you talked about they own Louisiana, what about Michael Thompson and Klay Thompson owning California? I believe that's six championships between the Lakers and Golden State.
Well, thank you, Damon. I certainly thought about Michael Thompson and Klay Thompson. It's hard not to think about them when Michael Thompson is sitting there calling the games and Klay Thompson is certainly still active. But it was real simple for me. It's a top six list. And if I got to look at the Thompsons and then I got to look at the Currys, it's real easy for me to go, eh, Thompson's whatever.
I kind of understand that, but there's more championships between the Thompsons than the Mannings.
Excuse me? Now, help me out here. Is Klay Thompson first banana or second banana or third banana?
Eli's overrated.
No, I didn't ask you that, Damon.
He was
Klay
was second fiddle. Yeah, he's second.
I asked you one time. I didn't need you to reaffirm it five times. Let's do this as an exercise. And don't think about asking me the question. Just answer these, right? Let's start again. I give it to you even simpler. Was Klay Thompson the most important person in winning championships for the Golden State Warriors? Yes or no?
No.
Was Michael Thompson the most important player for the Lakers winning championships?
No.
Okay. Now, when I take a look at Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, let's start with Eli Manning. Was Eli Manning the most important player in the Giants winning their titles?
No. It was the defense. Michael Strahan. Yumin Yura, them guys, Justin Tuck, you forgetting about that? We going to hold them to 17 and we're going to win?
No, Damon, I got this for you.
The Giants defense?
I listen to me very carefully. What position is the most important on an NFL roster?
Quarterback, but not then.
Not so
then.
Not then.
Unless you had Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. Eli wasn't better than McNabb, but you know I'm an Eagle fan.
No, hold on. Hold on, Damon. I want you to listen to this. And if we have to have a deciding factor, how about we actually listen to the family? Okay? I want you not to go anywhere. I want you to listen to Peyton Manning as he rattles off what is a Hall of Fame career. Don't go nowhere.
I heard it earlier.
No. I want you to listen to it again. Thank you.
Quite the resume here, young man. Two Lombardi trophies, part of one of the greatest plays in NFL history.
That's on a resume?
Second greatest quarterback Iron Man streak in NFL history. Only quarterback to beat Belichick and Brady in a Super Bowl twice. Quarterback in New York longer than any quarterback in history. Number one overall draft choice. And I don't care what mom says, you're her favorite.
That might be the only accurate thing in there.
Okay, now, Damon, listen to me. If I have to think about the plays that Eli Manning made in the Super Bowl, if I have to think about, and I ain't talking about, I can look. So there's two things here, and I want you to listen to me very carefully. And I want you to listen and absorb what I'm saying and not try to respond. If you look at the totality of Eli Manning's career, you just heard it read off from his brother, who's a better quarterback, and that is a Hall of Fame resume. That's not a matter of comparison. When you go ahead and take a look at what Eli Manning accomplished when he actually went into the playoffs, it is absolutely ridiculous how he elevated his game. Those are the first two points. And this is the third one. If you want to tell me about Michael and Klay Thompson being a more accomplished sports group or tandem than a trio of Archie Manning, Eli, and Peyton, that by itself is absolutely ridiculous because, A, the quarterback, as you said and agreed, is the most important position on a team. If I can look at Eli and what he did, it's absolutely ridiculous. And so I'll leave you with this. This is the final question. If you have to think about what tandem was more accomplished, are you honestly going to tell me that Michael and Klay Thompson, what they did was more pronounced than what Peyton and Eli, forget their dad, what Peyton and Eli did?
Well, if it's the...
No, hold on. It's real. No, wait. No, I asked you a simple question. It's either yes or no. Are you going to tell...
Championship-wise, yes.
No, you don't... No. Hickey. Is he not... Can he answer a question? Or does he have to come up with different variables?
You know, anytime you lose an argument, you always got to move the goalposts, right?
I don't know. Let's see if I can get an answer out of him, yes or no. Damon, are you here?
Yes, I'm still here.
This is a yes or a no question. When you think about the successes, I'm giving you very clearly what it is. When you think about the successes of the family and the totality of what they have accomplished, everything, are you going to tell me that Michael and Klay Thompson have been more accomplished than a combination of Eli and Peyton? Yes or no?
No.
There you go. Then my God. No, statistically. Bruh, it's simple. I gave you the parameters. I said the totality of what they accomplished. Do I got to go through totality? Do I have to really break down? Yeah, you can start at championships, individual accomplishments, team accomplishments, Hall of Fame, longevity. Like, what are we doing? I gotta break it all down. Come on, man. Stop it. Klay and Michael Thompson, ridiculously accomplished. Yes, without a shadow of a doubt. But Eli and Peyton? Come on. Like, what are we doing? I don't care how you feel about Eli. It's just the facts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Never in my life did I think about the Thompsons versus the Mannings. What are we, smoking crack here? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to have a factual conversation with Connor Goodson from HogSports.com. We're going to talk about John Calipari. He's a happy guy. He's not smoking. He's just counting his money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coach Cal is in Arkansas. This man left Kentucky, and in a span of a couple of days, he's taken over the Razorbacks. This has moved very, very quickly. To talk about it all, the press conference, what comes next, what type of money is going to be invested into this team? And to really take a look at how the fans in Arkansas feel about this, we're being joined by Connor Goodson, who covers these Razorbacks for HogSports.com. Hey, Connor, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Hey, JR, man, I really appreciate you having me on. It's a big day here in Arkansas. This press conference was unlike anything I've seen, and definitely the fans are excited. It's a completely different level than I've seen it in my time.
Well, Connor, that was going to be my first question. How is the fan base feeling about this right now? There's been some trepidation and different stops from Coach Calipari, but the fans in Arkansas are all in on it, huh?
Yeah, I think from the reaction you saw during the press conference, especially out there in the arena portion, not the reporter questions portion, but from the fans, it almost sounded like there was a game going on from how loud they cheered when he came onto the floor. There's a lot more to look forward to, I think, from fans, and there's a lot of just high expectations, a lot of hope from the fan base because of getting a Hall of Fame caliber coach like Cal. It's just a different level than I think any fans have really experienced. And as a reporter, like I said, it's a different level for me too, just the notoriety the brand recognition, the media coverage, things like that. I think that with that brings a lot of hope, and that's what you're seeing from the fan base right now.
Connor Goodson is joining us from HogSports.com, covers the Arkansas Razorbacks. We all witnessed how fast this came to be. It was only a week ago that Coach Cal was kind of asking everybody in Kentucky for a little bit of patience. And in a week later, he's now down in Fayetteville. So how fast did this take place? Was it just Musselman is now gone out west and let's give Coach Cal a call? I know he explained it in the press conference. Fill us in.
Well, yeah, he explained in the press conference that it came together like in span of 3 or 4 days. I had first heard his name about late last week, but in the middle of a coaching search, you hear so many random names get thrown at you, and it's hard to kind of sift through what's real, what's not, what's legit, and what you don't need to look into. And then Sunday night's really when it kind of started picking up. But it does sound like it happened really fast. Hunter Yurecek said that, you know, they kind of ran into each other in Phoenix at the Final Four, and he was kind of picking Cal's brain on the coaching search and which direction he should go. And they kind of had this just moment where he was like, well, why not you? What's keeping you from taking the job? And that's when things really started rolling. John Tyson, close friend of Cal, he's a big money donor here, and he kind of really was the catalyst on the financial end that really got it going and hammered it out. And it sounds like, you know, Cal said that he finally said yes on Monday, but I've got to think that there was probably a yes in between, you know, from when it started on Sunday to Monday when it was pretty much announced.
Well, Connor, fill us in. We've heard a lot about this chicken man, John Tyson of Tyson Foods. We also know that Jerry Jones is tied into Arkansas as well. What's the difference? I mean, I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Calipari is not necessarily going to have to go out and fundraise like he did at Kentucky. Is that accurate? What was the big lure?
Yeah, so I'll answer your second question first. What I've heard is that he's going to have anywhere from $5 to $7 million in NIL backing from prominent donors here in Northwest Arkansas. And I think there's a little bit of a misconception with Arkansas and just kind of the wealth that is actually here in this part of the state. We've got Walmart, of course. You've got Jerry Jones, who really has only been involved mostly on the football side of things. But you've got Walmart, you've got Tyson Chicken, you've also got J.B. Hunt, which is a Fortune 500 company. And those three families are really big in backing Arkansas and Arkansas athletics. And so when they're willing to throw their weight around and really make something happen, they can do it in a big way like they're doing right now. And I think that, you know, talking with John Tyson and being close friends with him, that really kind of swayed Cal, and knowing that he has – all of the financial backing he needs to get things done and win at a high level, that's ultimately, I think, what allowed him to make the move.
Well, Connor, we heard from Coach Calipari that he needs to go ahead and utilize that money to build a roster. What do you think the time frame is? What is he on, a 5 years, $7 million per, correct?
Yeah, 5 years, about $7 million in annual salary. I think, honestly, it sounded like a guy who was putting a little bit of pressure on himself to win now and kind of go out and have that revenge tour type of season, I believe, where he is not – I just saw a video where someone in the athletic department was showing him this really compilation of national media kind of doubting him, and he was just like, well, let's see what they say next year. And I think that that's something that he's going to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He's going to be a little bit more motivated to show people, hey, it's not just Kentucky. I can do it at Arkansas. It's the coach. It's what I can do. I've still got it. And I think that is kind of putting a little bit of pressure on him to get it done as early as possible.
Connor Goodson is joining us from HogSports.com, covers the Razorbacks. When you think about what this team has seen, pretty much, it's been 30 years since a title. Eric Musselman is gone. No appearance in a tournament this past year. The Razorbacks have had some gaps in the teens where they didn't make the tournament at all. What is the patience level going to be? You said that there's a lot of enthusiasm that he's in the building, But from the fan base and the people who are going to be committing this money, like, at what point does everybody start going, okay, it's been 2 years, 3 years, what are you doing here?
Yeah, no, I think that there's definitely going to be a little bit more pressure from the fan base to win early. And you know, if things aren't going smoothly in 2 years, I could see the fan base starting to get a little unsettled and putting a little bit of pressure back on him. But ultimately, there's always a new coach is always going to have a rather long runway in that honeymoon period. And a coach like Cal, he's going to have, you know, probably longer than your average coach would, just because he brings that pedigree. And but I think that Arkansas fans, they're also, you know, they're privy to this new NIL market, the new transfer portal, and how you don't have to necessarily wait 4 years to kind of rebuild a program, and you can go out and you can instantly put together a championship contending roster in the span of one offseason. So I think that that is a little bit different, and that's going to add a little bit of pressure, and the fans knowing that, knowing that, hey, we've got all of this financial backing, we need to see results. That'll probably, you know, shorten that honeymoon period a little bit if the results aren't there.
Connor, are you optimistic on this 5-year term on his deal? Do you think that he's going to pull in a championship?
I don't know if he could bring in a championship, but I think that he will have Arkansas competing in a championship level. We know the NCAA tournament, it is hard to win a championship, and you've got to, you know, a lot of luck goes into it. A lot of stars have to align in some aspects. I do think that Arkansas will be a contender in very short order under Cal, and I think that he can really put them back at the level that, like you said, they haven't had that kind of national, you know, prominence in almost 30 years since Nolan Richardson was here, and they had things rolling in the 90s. I really do think that in this contract, Calipari will have them rolling at that level, if not more.
Well, Connor, thank you so much for the time and for the insight. Is there anything else that you might have gathered, observed from the press conference? Anything else that stood out to you that we didn't cover?
Well, not anything specifically. Calipari, I've never really had any interaction. I've never met the man. But just the way he was able to hold court with and hold serve with the reporters, very, very good storyteller. Seems like a really good, genuine, personable dude from what I've seen. So I'm looking forward to hearing just kind of his, you know, more of his stories and stuff. And he seems like a good guy. So it seems like it's a good marriage so far, and it's off to a good start.
Yeah, that's how marriages work. Always nice at the beginning. Hey, Connor, where can people follow you and all your work, my man?
We're at hogsports.com, 24/7 sports. That's where I'll do all my writing and everything. You can follow me on Twitter, at Connor Goodson, all just together, lowercase. And hogsports.com is where I do all my writing, and that's where we'll have all the coverage of Cal and Arkansas hoops going forward.
That is going to be a lot more coverage. Thank you so much, Connor, and good luck with everything, okay? Enjoy the ride.
Hey, I really appreciate you having me on. Anytime, man.
Appreciate it. That Connor Goodson of hogsports.com, based out of Fayetteville, where Arkansas, the Razorbacks, have just hired Coach Cal. 5 years, about $7 million per, and a big old budget to go out there and buy players. It's wild that I could even say this about a college athletics program. A few years ago, if you were going to buy some players, you had to do it under the table. It's crazy how things have changed. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, Marco Belletti, question for you, my man.
Yep.
Simple one. You think Coach Cal is going to have the ultimate success, or is he going to get to 4 years, 5 years, and be on to the next one? Or maybe retirement?
I don't think it's retirement. I don't think he's going to look to move real quick. I think he's going to do well at Arkansas. The actual – look, will he make a Final Four in the 5 years? Yes. Will he – excuse me, win the whole thing? That's hard. And it's not a cop-out. It's just to actually get the championship is a difficult thing, and I don't want to judge him just on falling short of that. But 5 years, he'll be in at least one Final Four, possibly two. Coach Cal and Arkansas will work. It will. And he could bring home that title.
Oh, wow. Hey, money makes the world go around. Money got him down there, so.
And you know what? Look, he just had to figure out. He knew how to do the one and done. Now he's struggling with the transfer portal. Is Coach Cal a guy that strikes you that he can't figure out how to get to these kids and how to talk to them and how to get them? He's great at recruitment. He knows what he's doing. He just was a little slow in taking the avenue that everybody needs to now go down. And I think he's aware of that. And I think this little fire under his ass, and I think he's going to go do it.
Yeah, he got a bigger budget.
Yeah.
Sounds simple to me. No, that's it. It just sounds like a simple one. He got money, and let's see if he can use it towards a championship. I think at that point, it's a little bit of a crapshoot. Meanwhile, and we've heard this plenty of times, Kentucky, they're looking at their next head coach, and it could be Scott Drew. Who knows? We'll see sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's the number if you want to holler at me before we roll out. We're certainly going to talk about a few things before we roll into something very important that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What a day, what an afternoon, what an evening, what a show. John Calipari officially brought to the folks in Arkansas. He is their new head coach. We talked about the possibility that Scott Drew from Baylor might take over up in Kentucky. Billy Donovan, who knows, he might have to continue suffering with the Chicago Bulls. We talked about Rashee Rice. He has a warrant out for his arrest. That accident, multi-car accident, racing out in the Dallas metro area. And now the Chiefs' rookie receiver, he going to be arrested. He'll turn himself in, I would think. Absolutely, right? And how about this news that just came down the pipe? Federal authorities conclude that Shohei Ohtani was a victim of fraud and was not involved in a gambling scheme with his former translator, Ipe Mizuhara. Mizuhara is currently in negotiations to plead guilty in connection to alleged theft of Ohtani's money. Hickey, this is Shohei Ohtani he's innocent. He wasn't running no drug smuggling ring. He didn't steal money. He wasn't paying a gambler. This man, Ipe, the translator, just took all his damn money.
Do you hear that, JR?
Hear what? It's the sound of what?
A sigh of relief.
From who?
Rob Manfred, from Major League Baseball, from the Dodgers, from everybody. If Shohei was actually guilty of what he was, I'm not going to say accused of, but what he was involved with, MLB's in big trouble. Rob Manfred, the Golden Goose, is saved. At least from what we know for right now.
How the hell? What is he? I don't want to say naive. How much money was this again? $5 million? $4.5 million?
And I saw a report that said it could be even more than that. Apparently, Ipe found out how to move off the notifications on the bank accounts.
Oh, my God. Look, Shohei Ohtani got so much money that he didn't realize that his translator was stealing $4.5 million. Damn. Damn, 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 damn. What a life. I want to make so much money that I don't realize $4.5 million is stolen from me by my best friend, the guy right next to me. Like, obviously, he had access. Shohei Ohtani let him have access to the money. That's the only way. Like, that's the only way. Shohei Ohtani is so rich, he doesn't look at his bank account statements. Hickey, that's reasonable, right?
Like, that's a hell of a flex right there.
That's the only thing reasonable. And speaking of money, last week or 2 weeks ago, we heard that Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie, they basically had the rug pulled out from underneath them and trying to complete the full purchase of the Minnesota Timberwolves. There's a report out that Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie were going to look to slash payroll for the Timberwolves, who happen to have the most wins that they've ever had in their existence, even with a Kevin Garnett. And I guess maybe fans in Minnesota should be happy that A-Rod didn't buy the team. What a shock, right? Alex Rodriguez be a modern-day slumlord with an NBA team. What a shock. That's what's being reported. The NBA and Adam Silver have asked that the Minnesota Timberwolves, no one associated with them, whether it's Glenn Taylor or Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry, the NBA has asked that neither side publicly comment on anything going on. I'm not shocked. Like, if you got to borrow money to buy the team, why the hell would you keep payroll where it is? I know what they were going to do. They were going to send Carl Anthony Towns out to, I don't know, New York or something. I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jimmy is calling from Myrtle Beach. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, brother. When we're talking about Calipari, you know, the days of one and done have definitely changed. And now that the NIL has arrived, a lot of players can stay in school a little longer, develop their skill, and for lack of a better word, their brand. The one thing Calipari brings to the table is he knows how to get guys to the league. He has an alumni list that's unmatched on how many guys he's got to the league, and that's got to be a tempting offer for kids who will come to Arkansas for him.
I don't think that matters anymore. I think these kids get patted on the back so much and told that they're great before they would even get to college that the first thing and only thing that they'd really be thinking about is how much money am I going to make? Like, that's the element that at least above board on top of the table has been missing. Like, Coach Cal in 2012, he couldn't tell Anthony Davis, hey, man, I'm going to pay you this amount of money. I can help you get to the league. Nowadays, you can just throw money around. That's it.
That's true. Hey, a little fun fact about your family guys earlier. When Bobby Hull was playing Winnipeg Jets, he had both of his sons playing with him, and his wife was an executive for the team at the same time.
Oh, you're throwing us back to what, to the AHL?
Yeah, but still, he got an opportunity to play with both of his sons, and his wife was an executive for the team. That's got to be pretty cool.
Well, unless you're sick of your wife, right? I didn't say no. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. I love wives.
Well, she signed the checks, I imagine. She was an executive for the team. You got to love that woman.
Oh, yeah. I guess you do. I guess. Well, thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you, okay?
Hey, man. Have a great night.
You as well. Jimmy from Myrtle Beach. Hickey, I love wives. I'm not disrespecting anybody's wife. You know, if the wife is handling the books and you playing the game, then your son's like, I might as well stay home. Like, why am I coming? I guess because there's money involved. I'm like, why would I come to work to look at my wife and my kids? Like, this is supposed to be my escape. And then I got to go home. At least the son is old enough he can go to his own house. That I don't want to look at nobody all day long like that.
Jimmy's speaking facts. When the wife is writing the check, you love her. That you don't have another choice.
When the wife is writing the checks, I guess. Speaking of writing checks, speaking of writing anything, this day in sports history was a big, big, big deal. We got to go to April 10th, 1947. This was a historic day. Why? Because Jackie Robinson, in getting ready to break the color barrier, he signed his contract with the Dodgers. I want you to take a listen to this. I want you to listen to this breakdown, this explanation, courtesy of CBS Sports, CBS Mornings.
Jackie Robinson had to do something all ballplayers do before they can play the game. He had to sign his big league contract. The historic deal made him the first black player in the majors. And now the contract Robinson signed with the Brooklyn Dodgers could go on permanent display.
The document is more than the most valuable and important baseball item that ever existed. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, I didn't start the civil rights movement, Jackie Robinson did, and these documents are the founding documents of the civil rights movement.
Let me tell you something. Back in 2019, that contract, it was appraised at $36 million. That is absolutely ridiculous. And Jackie Robinson, he didn't debut until 5 days later. That would be April 15th in 1947. It would be Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball. Look forward to everybody wearing the number 42. You think about the importance of what he did and people spitting on him and calling him all types of disgusting names. He was honorable, man. He was that guy. Listen to this. This is from ABC News. This is Jackie Robinson. Literally signing his contract right next to Branch Rickey, who told him, "You signing on this dotted line, man. There's going to be a lot expected of you." And the classy Jackie Robinson, he's like, "Oh, yeah, I know. I got this." Listen to the interaction.
The pressure on Jackie Robinson was enormous. The Dodgers owner, Branch Rickey, who took the risk of hiring the first black player, warned Robinson he would be held to the highest standards imaginable.
"And I'll certainly do my very best on the field.
I'm very sure you will."
No, without a shadow, man, did above and beyond. One of the most iconic sports figures ever. Thank you to Jackie Robinson. What a classy example. Nowadays, people are classless. Now, look, me, I sit here and I tell jokes. But we got a lot of jerks out here who are real jerks. And some of the things that come out of people's mouths, Gilbert Arenas has a stretch of saying ridiculous things. Draymond Green doesn't understand, why he gets ejected from games. He's sitting around doing podcasts. Whatever happened to, well, we still got plenty of guys who carry themselves with dignity and honor. But for every Jackie Robinson that we had, I mean, sheesh, we got some idiot like Conor McGregor cursing people out after he got beat up. Sports is a wild world. And me, I'm just here to talk about it. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, if you missed the top six list as we talked about some of the best father-son combos in sports, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to our guest, Connor Goodson, for joining us to talk about Calipari, now a member of the Razorbacks. We talked about Rashee Rice. We talked about who might be the next head coach of Kentucky, now with Calipari gone. It's just a lot. And then, yeah, we just heard that Ohtani, he's innocent. He got robbed of $4.5 million by his best friend. Make sure you have better friends. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you oh so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. More importantly, thank you to you for listening. There is no show without you. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Y'all be smooth, be cool, be well, and be safe. Much love to y'all. Thank you.